This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
What happened to Washington Mutual?
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, good morning. I'm Bill Radke. The U.S. Senate this morning continues its look at Wall Street's role in the financial crisis. And the spotlight today is on a big bank that got swallowed up, Washington Mutual. Marketplace's Jeremy Hobson has the story.
It was a drizzly fall evening back in 2008 when Washington Mutual collapsed. Too many risky subprime mortgages. Stephen Colbert made this declaration on his Comedy Central show.
We are on the brink of total financial extinction.
With that in mind, federal regulators were all too pleased to announce that WaMu would be quickly snapped up for the bargain basement price of about $2 billion by JP Morgan Chase. But there's a growing chorus that says it never should have gotten to that point. Today we'll hear from a former executive who claims the bank was treated unfairly because it was, in his words, outside of the club of Wall Street banks that were protected by Washington. All this caps an 18-month Senate investigation into WaMu's failure. The findings, due out later this week, are expected to chastise bankers, but also regulators, for not sounding the alarms about WaMu's balance sheet earlier. In New York, I'm Jeremy Hobson for Marketplace.
By the way, the Treasury Department has just authorized another six auctions to recoup some taxpayer money from the big bailout. Treasury will auction bank warrants that it got in exchange for the rescue. President Obama will be in Florida on Thursday for a space summit, and NASA's administrator is in Colorado Springs today, speaking at the National Space Symposium. Marketplace's Jill Barshay says there are big changes coming in how we get to and from outer space.
The U.S. government doesn't want to own rockets anymore. It only wants to ride on them. James Bennett is the president of Mach Plus Technologies, an aerospace company. He says NASA will continue to explore the frontiers of space, but Obama wants to commercialize the flights close to Earth.
Now, basically, you're telling the companies to operate the same way an airline does. In other words, instead of buying a rocket, the government buys a ticket. So it's a big paradigm shift in the way we're doing space.
Space tourists could buy tickets, too. John Logsdon is a professor emeritus of the Space Policy Institute at George Washington University. He says Obama also wants to pull the plug on NASA's program to send humans back to the moon and Mars.
There are some losers in this. I mean, the people involved in the current program called Constellation don't like the fact that it's being proposed for cancellation.
The cut would mean big job losses in Florida. That's where Obama will detail his new space plan Thursday. I'm Jill Barshay from Marketplace.
And let's see whether stocks are boldly going anywhere. Not really. Shares are just slightly lower this morning in Asia and Europe. Last night, after the bell, the big aluminum maker Alcoa kicked off earnings season with some disappointing first quarter sales. Yesterday, Alcoa's stock had been up as hopeful investors pushed the Dow over the 11,000 barrier, up 8 points to 11,005. The rest of this week, we get earnings from the heavy hitters Intel, Google, General Electric, Bank of America, and JP Morgan Chase.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Constant Contact, dedicated to helping small businesses and nonprofits build strong customer relationships with email marketing, online surveys, and event marketing. ConstantContact.com. By LendingTree, offering the ability to manage money, credit, and loans all in one place. LendingTree.com. And by Citrix, offering GoToMyPC, allowing users to work from anywhere via the web. More at GoToMyPC.com/market.
Google is still waiting for a federal judge to decide whether the company can create a digital library and bookstore. Google wants to scan millions of books from libraries around the world and make all that information digital and searchable. Which makes you wonder, if the future of book searching is on the internet, does that mean the end of the line for librarians? Let's ask author Marilyn Johnson. Her book about librarians is called This Book Is Overdue. Marilyn, good morning.
Good morning.
Is the librarian a dodo bird?
Goodness, no. We need librarians more than ever now.
How so?
Well, you know, you say that Google would be a substitute for librarians, but librarians are in charge of our public computers.
And yet, where there's government support, that support's being taken away, isn't it?
Yes, it is eroding at an alarming rate. And I point you only to the libraries of Philadelphia, which are hanging on by a thread. People cut it thinking, oh, goodness, this is just a luxury. It is not a luxury. We're falling behind as a country in the digital age. We need to be empowered. We need those computers. We need training in them, and we need people to help us.
What's an example of how I still need that human touch?
What if you don't know how to phrase the question? What if you are asking the wrong question? What if the Google prompt that says, did you mean to say this, doesn't come up? If you go to search Bootyism, you get a whole lot of responses on booties.
I was thinking Buddhism, actually.
Yes. Well, you would make a good librarian.
So you're a high school counselor, Marilyn, and a student says, I'm thinking of going into library sciences. You say...
Yes. Well, you know, every profession is hurting right now, and that's another way that librarians are being so extraordinarily helpful. More people getting job counseling and being hooked up with job services in the libraries these days. They are helping put this country back to work. They're the ones who need stimulus money.
Marilyn Johnson's new book is called This Book Is Overdue. Thank you.
Thank you, Bill.
And finally, remember when NBC was asking Conan O'Brien to move his Tonight Show a little later to make room for Jay Leno, and Conan was indignant? Well, you may have heard Conan has agreed to host an 11 o'clock show on the cable network TBS, and he will be bumping George Lopez from 11 to midnight. Maybe all is fair in love and comedy. This is the Marketplace Morning Report. In Los Angeles, I'm Bill Radke.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.